Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Zayin. We are holding on the top of Daf Zayin Amnalv at the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amnalv. Today we're going to discuss, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Alea Shalom. We thank him very much again for the continued sponsorship each and every day of the Daf Yomi shiur. So what we're going to discuss today is first the Mishnah is going to go through the idea that there are two Talmid Chacham that would accompany the man and the Sota, the accused Sota, and the Gemara is going to use that, the Halacha, that we bring two Talmid Chachamim as perhaps a Raya to two different Halachos in Hilchos Yichud, and the Gemara is going to reject each of those Rayos. Then the Gemara is going to try to understand the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that you don't need two Talmid Chachamim, the Baila Neman Aleha. They could trust the husband, he's the one bringing her, and it's fine, nothing's going to happen along the way. So is that based on the Pasuk? Is it based on the Kal V'Chomer? The Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities. Then the Mishnah, on the bottom of Zayin Amin Alev, going over to Zayin Amin Beis, really just goes through the process. What exactly happens, the details of what we do to give her to Warner when she gets to the Beis HaMikdash, what we do to the Sota once she is there at the Beis HaMikdash, then the Gemara is going to discuss, Mina and Imili, the Gemara is going to discuss, how do I know that you need a Beis Din HaGadol to be involved in the process of the Sota? Granted, it needs to be in Yerushalayim, because the Pasuk says, V'emer koin esisha lefnei Hashem, but mehechi tesi, that you need a Beis Din HaGadol of Shivim Ve'echot. So the Gemara is going to discuss that issue. And then the majority of Unbeis is going to talk about examples of people who were moda v'lobosh, people who were moda and were not embarrassed to be moda when they did something wrong. And we would try to use those historical examples of Yehuda and Reuven as a way to motivate the Sota to own up to her own wrongdoings so that we don't need to be mochek the Shem Hashem on the Mayim Amarim. And that's the goal, is to get her to be moda rather than to have to erase the Shem Hashem. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad Osala, what do we do with her? Malicha lebezdin shabos hamakom. We bring her to a bezdin in the place where she lives. She first has to go to the bezdin in their local city, because if they're going to be mekabel the edus on the kinoy and on the stira, that only then do we move on to the bezdin galu. So it's got to be that the original bezdin that heard the kinoy and there were mekabel the edus on the kinoy and the stira. So they then mosun lo shnei tamid chachamim. The Beis Din gives him two tamid chachamim to accompany them all the way to Yerushalayim, because they can only be mashkid the sota in the Beis HaGadol of Yerushalayim, and that's going to be the Mishnah that we're going to have later on this stuff that tells us that it's got to be in the Beis HaGadol. So why do they need these two tamid chachamim? Shema yovel abaderech, because they're makabel the Beis are makabel the edus astira. Once they do that, the woman becomes asura to him, and if the man is going to be boel her be'isr, then the mayim is not going to work. So it will turn out that we're mochik the shame levatala, and we don't want to be mochik the shame levatala. We want to make sure that if we're going to be mochik the shame, that it's actually accomplishing something. The Gemara is going to say later on in the Masechta that it's based on the pasuk v'niko ish me'avon v'ishai tisa es avona, that only when the man is menuka me'avon is the mayim bodek the isha. But if the man himself is not clear of any sin, since he was boel her bederech, then the mayim is not going to be bodek the isha. The reason we need talmid chacham, the Gemara is going to explain, is because they need to know how to give her a proper asra and to say that minat Torah she's asura to him, and that he's not that if he's boel her, he's not allowed to be mashker the may sota. The Gemara is going to explain why we need two talmid chachamim. Fine, but that's what we do. We give two talmid chachamim to make sure that they don't have bia from this point forward. Rabbi Yehuda Omer baila neman aleh. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, you don't need two talmid chachamim. The husband is trustworthy. You could trust that the husband is not going to be boel her along the way. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah to the to a different din relating to Hilchos Yichud. So the Mishnah says that we have two talmid chachamim. So trei v'ihu, that means how many men are accompanying this woman? It's two other men plus the husband. Hatlasa. So it doesn't take so much math skill to realize 2 + 1 = 3. So there are three men accompanying this woman. Maybe this is a raya to Rav about Hilchos Yichud in general. That Rav says at the very end of Maseches Kiddushin, Kiddushin, we have a couple of blot of the primary Yichud Sugya in Shas. Yichud pops up here and there in the steps of the Zarin, Sanhedrin, other place, but the primary Yichud Sugya is the last couple of blot of Maseches Kiddushin, because the Mishnah over there at the end of Maseches Kiddushin teaches us about the very Yisr of Yichud and says that a man is not allowed to be misyached with shnei nashim, but a woman is allowed to be misyached with shnei anashim. Two men and one woman is no problem. So Ridom Rav comments on that lo shanu ela bi'ir. That din that shnei anashim makes it okay is only if you're in the city aval b'derech. But if you're traveling on the road adi ikashlosha, two men would not suffice. Then you would need three men, because shami yitzari chechem en l'mekavav. Maybe one of the men will have to relieve himself. And it will turn out that you'll be left with the yichud situation, because you can't leave her alone because of the sakana. I'm sorry, because of the sakana of the drachim. But inside the city, when one of them is tzarich l'nekavav, the other one could leave the bayis and won't be misyachid with her. Whereas on the derech you can't leave anybody alone. So you'll have a violation of yichud. So from the fact that in our Mishnah we say that we give two talmidei chachamim l'chora, it's a raya to the shita of Rabbi Domarav in Maseches Kiddushin. So says Gemara, you don't really have a raya. Hachayinu taima, you know why we give two talmidei chachamim? Not because of a yichud issue. Ki echid d'lahavi alei sahadi. We supply two talmidei chachamim because if he is ba'ol her b'derech, we're going to need edus to that, so that we won't be mashke the sota when they get to Yerushalayim. We need edus that they had violated this iser. So those two edim are going to have to be made bebezin agadol, not to be mashke the isha. So it has nothing to do with ilchus yichud. So says Gemara, okay, but maybe I can learn a different halacha in ilchus yichud from our Mishnah, because we didn't just provide two men, we provided two Tamid Chachamim. So Tamid Chachamim in Kulei Alma Lo. It seems that we're dafka makbid that it be Tamid Chachamim and not other types of people. So Lema Mesaye Leili Idach Rav. Maybe this is Raya to a different statement of Rav Yudom Rav. Something else that Rav said, Dom Rav Yudom Rav, Lo Shanu Elok Sheirin, that the idea that the Mishnah allows a woman to be alone with two men is only true if those two men are ksherin, aval prutzin afilu asarinamilo. But if those men are prutzim, you could have 10 men and it's still going to be a violation of a yichud problem. Maisa hayava otziu asar b'mita. One time there was a maisa of a woman who was a married woman, and 10 prutzim took her out on a mita that people should think that she's dead, and then that they were just going to bury her, and instead they brought her to a secluded place so that they could sin with her. So from the fact that the Mishnah requires dafka tamid chamim to accompany the husband and the wife, we see a raya that without tamid chamim it would be a violation of yichud. That if there were prutzim, it would be a violation of yichud. So the Mincha Chareva raises the question. He says, well, once the Gemara gave the previous teretz that hainu taima, meaning the Gemara previously said the fact that we need two as opposed to just providing one shows that you need three people whenever you're baderech. And the Gemara said, no, we need two in order to be able to give proper edus. So once we have that answer, doesn't that answer this question as well? I mean, we're saying, why does it have to be tamid chacham? Why can't it be amei aretz? Maybe because amei aretz are pasul edus. You need tamid chachamim so that it not be so that they be able to say edus. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Tesam Beis tells us that amei aretz are pasul edus. So it could be that there's a third category, right? Meaning amei aretz, the way the Gemara describes it in Pesachim, are not just people who stam are not so educated, are not great Torah scholars. Amei aretz means people who are lowlifes, people who have a tremendous lack of respect for the Torah. Yeah, so for such people, they would be pasul edus. But it could be the implication of our Mishnah is that we're giving like higher level kind of people who are very knowledgeable, not only kashra people, but people who are very knowledgeable. For edus, you could just have kashra people. So anyway, so the Gemara tries therefore to bring this raya. Don't you see that it needs to be tamid chacham, because when you're dealing with prutzim, then even 10 prutzim would still be a violation of an isra of yichud. So it says, well, lo, hacha haynu taima. The reason why we require to be lecham over here is diadi la'asriya bay, that they're going to know how to provide a proper asra'a to tell them what the halacha is. That if the baal is not manukum yavon, then the mayim is not going to be bodik the isha, and therefore you should be careful. Don't do this. Don't be boal her along the way, because then you're not going to be able to accomplish what you set out to accomplish. Tosus writes that we find something similar in Makos Taftesam Beis, that we give the one who wants to the rotzeach who killed Bishogeg, we give him to Tamei Chamim to accompany him to the Ir Miklat. And the Gemara says over there that initially, at least, that the reason is in order that they could be give Asra to the Goel Adam if the Goel Adam wants to come and kill him. So from there you see that Tamei Chamim are necessary in order to give proper Hasra, that just like over there, that to Tamei Chamim, at least at one point of the Gemara assumes that the role of those Tamei Chamim is to give Asra to a Goel Adam. Over here also it's for Asra. So the Minchas Knos, he points out that from Tosfos equating these two dinim, the idea of Hasra over here to the Hasra that we have in Maseches Makos, you see that the Hasra over here is about an onesh, that we tell him that if you're going to be Boel or Baderech, you're going to be Chayv Malkos, which is a little bit different than what Rashi was saying. Rashi was saying that the Hasra is, we warn him that, look, you're going to give her the Mesota. It's not going to work if you Boel or Baderech. It's not about what you're going to get punished with and what Avera you're doing. It's Hasra just to warn him that this whole thing is an exercise in futility if he's going to be Boel or Baderech. So the Mincha Sota explains that the reason it needs to be Tamei Chamim is to say that the Mayim is not going to work, which is what sounds like from Rashi. And because of that, hopefully that will discourage him from being Boel her, because what am I doing? What's all this effort for? About schlepping her all the way to Yerushalayim and going through the whole Kinui and the whole Stira, if the whole thing is going to not work in the end because of my own weakness, because the husband's going to think to himself, because of my own weakness, my own inability to control myself in this moment. So that's the idea of the Hasra'a. Now the idea that if you have 10 prutzim, that's still going to be a violation of Yichud, so the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin highlights that idea. The Ran in Maseches Kiddushin says that it's mashma that stam b'nei Adam that are not huchsak b'pritzos, that's going to be mutter. It's only if there are prutzim, it's going to be a problem of Yichud. But the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav were walking and they were keeping a distance from a woman, and he said, and one of them said to the other, why are we keeping a distance? It's not a yichud situation. We're two men. We shouldn't have to keep a distance from the woman. So he said, no, you think ksherim is like me and you? No, ksherim only means like the holy tzaddikim, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi v'chaverav. We're not ksherim. So the Ran says, yes, they are. It was anivus. You know, he was, of course, they're ksherim. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav are ksherim. However, the Ran is medayik from Lashon the Rambam that maybe everyone past a certain generation is no longer considered ksherim, that everyone is considered prutzim, because the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah Perichav Beis writes that isha achas lotus yachid afilu im harbe anashim, that a woman should not have yichud even with many men. And the Rambam doesn't make any further qualification. He doesn't say b'medvar mamurim b'prutzim aval b'ksherim neka. He just says no matter how many men. So it sounds like he accepts that at a certain point even holy amoraim were no longer considered to be ksherim. It's always difficult to know when exactly do we say that like when we talk about a din of a Talmud Chacham, for example, when do we say that okay, they knew what a Talmud Chacham was. We don't have anybody who's a Talmud Chacham nowadays. And when do we say HaKalafiyadar, that everything is based on the generation, right? Meaning, how many of us have ever recited the bracha Shachalach Mechachmasa Lireyav, that you're supposed to say in a big Talmud Chacham? So some people think, because there's nobody, you can't, there's no one left. They can say, but is that possible that we have a bracha that was instituted by Chazal, that there's nobody in the world that you could say the bracha on? So it's always tricky to figure out when. So that's a machlokas, Tudeus, that the Ran has Tudeus and Rishonim, whether this din of ksherim still applies, or everybody has a din of prutzim, and therefore Even with Asara, it's a violation of Yichud. Of course, that raises a practical issue. If 10 men and a woman is an Isra of Yichud, and two women are not allowed to be, whenever you have two women together, it's an Isra of Yichud, and Stam, Yichud just, by Prutzim, the numbers are however big, so I don't know, when we come to Shul on Shabbos morning, and there are, the Ezra's Nashim has several women in it, and there are 100 people in the men's section, say Yichud? Because we're all prutzim, everyone's prutzim, the whole the men, the women, everybody. So, meaning, where do you say that it's not not yichud? So, yichud implies some sort of seclusion from others, right? That others aren't walking in and out. That there's no I, but the others are prutzim as well. You have to say that that's not. Or when there are the numbers are big on both sides, lots of men and lots of women. That's just not a situation of yichud to begin with. Okay, so says the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila, Rabbi Yehuda said that Baila Neman Aleha, that the husband is trusted. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chabit in our Mishnah. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila Neman Mikal V'Chomer. Why is it that we trust the husband? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Uman Nida she Bikaris Baila Neman Aleha. When a man's wife becomes a Nida, she's an Issachares to him, and still we trust them to have Yichud together. We don't make the husband move out of the house whenever his wife becomes a Nida, right? We don't require an Issa Yichud, even though it's a much more severe Avera. So Sota Shibalav, Sota, which is only a Losa say in the Torah, that it's Lo Yuchal Bala Rishon Asher Shilchal Lashuv L'Kachto L'Yosol L'Isha Achrei Asher Utamah. It's a Losa say in the Torah. It's a Lav Lo Kolshkein. So of course we should trust the husband. We trust the husband when the stakes are high. We're going to trust the husband when the stakes are low. So Lo Kolshkein. So Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, no, he had no senes. Exactly the comparison you're making is a right of the other way, because the person is only very careful when they think that the stakes are very high. So you could trust the husband when it comes to Nida. Nida dekaris, chamirelei, mehemin, because it's so chamor to him, he's neeman. Sota delav, sota, which is only a lav, lo chamirelei, he doesn't take it so seriously, and therefore, velo mehemin, and therefore he's not going to be believed. What the Gemara over here does not discuss is why Taka, a husband, is believed with his wife when she's in Nida, meaning after all, it's an Isser Kares, it's perhaps a Rayos, and the halacha is that there's an Isser of Yichud with a Rayos, so why should they be believed? How do I know that in Nida is Takamutter be Yichud? Yichud Arayos, the Gemara Masech Savod Zara tells us that there are three levels of Isser Yichud. Yichud Arayos is Min HaTorah, Yichud with a Pnuya was Beizdino Shel David, was Gozer on Yichud with a single woman. It's not a Rayos with a single woman, but Beizdino Shel David after the Maisa with Amnon and Tamar, David HaMelech said, okay, we can't have people alone, even with a single woman, and the Beis Dino, Shel Shammai VeHillel, were gozer on Yichud with a Goya, with a non-Jewish woman. So the Tosos raises the question, once there is an Isra Yichud Minatoru with Arayos, why isn't Nida included? So Tosos says, because Isra Yichud with Arayos is derived from the Pasuk of Achicha Ben Imecha. So it's only Arayos that are similar to a Ben and an Aim, where they never have a heter liolam, where it's never going to become mutter. Whereas a nida, she'll go to the mikvah and she'll become muteris. And therefore, the fact that he has the pas pesalo of knowing that one day she will become muteris, that's why there's no isra yichud with ishto nida, with one's wife when she is a nida. So Rabbi Kivega raises the question in the Tosfos Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnayos, so how could Rabbi Yehuda derive this kal v'chomer from a nida to be mater the isra yichud of a sota? The chiluk be nida, which is between Nida, which is Mutaris B'Yichud, and Arayos and Asura B'Yichud, is that the Nida is going to become Mutter. Can you say the same thing by a Sota? She might not, right? I mean, she might, if she's vindicated from the Mayim, but she might not. You don't have that Pas Pesalo. You don't have that, that guarantee. So maybe there's more reason to say that she should be Asura B'Yichud. So the whole Kal V'Chomer is difficult to understand. So the Sfasema says, yeah, but you don't know that she's not going to become mutter. So maybe that is considered enough pas pesal. Meaning, what is it about Nida that's matter this yichud? Is it the fact that you know she'll become mutter, or is it the fact that she may become mutter? With all the other arayos, a ben and aim, she'll never become mutter. Right? With all the other arayos, nashus ish, things like that, they'll never become mutter. So Tosfos Sanhedrin writes that even though we say that the reason for the heter yichud with ishto nida Yehuda is that she will one day become mutter. That only works in combination with the fact that Yesh lo pas pasal in the sense that they've already had bia together also. If they haven't yet been together, and even though she one day will become mutter, they're not allowed to have yichud. And that's why by chupas nida, it's problematic. The couple's not allowed to have yichud after chupas nida, because it's true that she will one day become mutter, but they never have, she never has been mutter, they never have been together before. So that's a question. A lot of times, oftentimes what happens is that a couple gets married, it's not a chupas nida, but before they have an opportunity to consummate the marriage, before they're successful in consummating the marriage, she becomes a nida. So does that generate an issue yichud? They've never actually been together. So we have all sorts of kulas to define having had bia with very... without the scientific definition of having a bia, we say that that's enough of a bia to count to take away the isur yichud. Otherwise, it would be a disaster. I mean, there would be lots of isur yichud with young couples. But okay, so where are we now? So the Gemara had said. So you see that the kal v'chomer is not such a great kal v'chomer according to the Rabbanan. Maybe the husband is dafka trusted with ishto nida because he takes it so seriously. It's a chiv. But he can't be trusted with ishto sota because it's only a lav. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda mikal v'chomer ma'isila. Wait, was Rabbi Yehuda really based on a kal v'chomer? V'ar Rabbi Yehuda mikray ma'isila. I thought Rabbi Yehuda's shita was based on psukim, detanya, because the Braisa elaborates on the various shitos and tanoim as far as an isur yichud with the ishto sota. Vehevia ishes ishto elakoin, the pasuk says, mina Torah ha'ish mevias ishto. Mido raisa, the husband is totally believed. You don't need somebody else joining them. Avalamur chachamim, also shitos amilcham shami avalabadarech. It's a din midrabanan that we give to tamilcham to accompany them. Rabbi Yossi omer, baila neman alami kalvachomer, that the reason the husband is believed is based on the kalvachomer, that he's trusted to be alone with her. Uman nida she bekaris bala neminala nida, which is kares, the husband is trusted to be alone with her. Sota she belav lo kolchkein. Sota, which is just a love, for sure he should be trusted to be with her. Amru lo, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi, lo imart v'nidshkein yesh la heter. Tom b'sota shein la heter. By nida she's going to become mutter lachar's man. She's going to go to the mitzvah, and therefore his yetzar is not so strong. But a sota, it could be she'll never become mutter. His yetzar is very strong, and therefore there's more reason to be choshesh that he'll sin with her. And even though they've already had bia in the past, his taiva is still going to be very great, because va'omer mayim genuvim yim taku. He'll think that it will be more enjoyable knowing that there's something forbidden about it, and having doing something in a sinful way sometimes is more sweet to people. That's how Tosfos understands that when we say va'omer mayim genuvim yim taku, it's not another reason to be mechalik between nida and sota, because the nida is also asura to him, and therefore mayim gnuvim yim taku is a svara that could apply to nida as well. We're explaining why, even though the sota, even though he's already been with her, why is yetzer hara still going to be strong by a sota? Because he's never been with her be'isser, and being with her be'isser is going to be something that's particularly appealing to him. That's how Tosfos understands. The Rasha says that that the reason we need another mayim genuvim yim taku is because maybe we're choshesh dafka by a sota that'll be baal her, because we're not darshaning a mayim genuvim yim taku, we're darshaning the end of the pasuk v'lechem starim yina'im, that lechem is a kinoy for tashma shamita, because kiyim alechem asher u'ochel in Bereishis Perek Lamedtes, and lechem starim means that a bia of an isha shenistera, that a person has a particular desire to do his bios be'isser, which are going to be somehow, it's averos taste sweeter, and therefore he's going to be bol or bederech in order that they should not be mashke as the meisota, and that way she'll be asuritim forever. I mean, he's going to say, why do I want a wife who's muteris to me? That's not exciting. I have an easy way to make her asura to me forever and ever by just being bol her. Then the mayim won't be bodek, and then she'll always remain a savik sota, she'll be asura to me forever, and that's what I prefer. So that's how the Rashash understands the mayim genuvim yim taku. It assumes a tremendous amount of cheshbin in mayim genuvim yim taku. Pashtus is not that way. That when people make cheshbonos, they don't cheshbin averos. Averos happen more often in the spur of the moment. Mayim genuvim yim taku in the spur of the moment. Rabbi Yehuda omer minat Torah ish mevias ishto ela kohen. That minat Torah you don't need anyone to accompany them, and we trust the man alone with his wife. Shenemar vehavior ish asishto, because the pasuk says vehavior ish asishto. So we learn from the pashtus of the pasuk that a man could take her alone without having to bring other people to accompany them. So this is the kasha that previously we said Rabbi Yehuda derived that no one goes along with them based on the kal v'chomer from Nida, and now we're saying it's a pasuk. It's just pashtus pshat in the pasuk. So Amar Lahu. So the Gemara answers Amar Lahu kal v'chomer bereisha or perchua v'adar Amar Lahu. Rabbi Yehuda probably first tried the Kal V'chomer, then the Chum said, Kal V'chomer is not a great Kal V'chomer. Maybe he had no sellers. Maybe the only reason you trust the Baal with Ishto Nida is because they take it so seriously. So he said, okay, fine, you don't have to like my Kal V'chomer, but it's a Beferish Apostle that we believe the husband with the wife. So, frankly, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, L'chor Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama in the Brice are saying the same thing. They both hold that Minat Torah, the Baal is Neman, and we're not choshish that they're going to sin together. So, no, the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is that Tanakama had said, yes, Min HaTorah the Baal is Neman, Aval Amru Chachamim, Mosin Loshenet HaMin Chamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min HaTorah the Baal is Neman, period. And he left it at that. There was never a Din Midrabanan to also give him Tuta Min Chamim. You just leave it at the Din D'Oraisa that the husband is Neman. Okay, so that's, so the first discussion of the Daf was about the Tuta Min Chamim. The first the Gemara wanted to say that we could learn two separate halachos and hilchos yichud from the Tuta Min Chamim. Number one, that you need three people when you're baderech. And the second halacha we wanted to derive is that prutzim, even if you have 10 prutzim, it's still going to be an issue yichud. We rejected both of those rayas. And then we tried to figure out why Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Baal is Neman. Is it based on a kal v'chomer from Nida? That's a problematic kal v'chomer. Or is it based on a pasuk, which probably was Rabbi Yehuda was really based on? So now we move on to the next Mishnah, which describes the process once they're there. So Hayimalanu sell the Bezan Kodesh Yerushalayim. They bring her to the Bezan Kodesh Yerushalayim. Uma'eminu l'gderek shamayimna l'edin nefashos. And they start frightening her the same way we would frighten the Edei Nefashos. How would we frighten Edei Nefashos? So it's a Mishnah, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah says, Kate said, Ma'eminu say Edim al Edei Nefashos. If you have Edus for Edei Nefashos, what do we do to frighten the Edim? Hayimachnisin osan, Ma'eminu l'ein shemutamru, Ma'umen u'mishmu. We say, well, wait a second. Are you sure you saw this with your own eyes and you didn't just hear about it from someone else? Are you sure that you know exactly what you saw and you're not filling in gaps in the story? You should know dinei nefashos are different than dinei mamonos. Dinei mamonos are the nosin mamonos mischaper lo. If you do something wrong in dinei mamonos, you could pay for it and then have a kapara. Dinei nefashos dam zarov da zraosav is ad sofa olam is going to be tzoik alecha, because we find that Cain killed his brother and the pasuk says demei achicha tzoakim. It doesn't say dam achicha, it says demei achicha, that it's all the generations that could have come from him. So if you're going to kill an innocent man, you have to be very careful about that, right? So that's what we do by Din Nefashos. So we do the same thing over here. So Tosfos Yom Tov says, how can we do the same thing? It's not at all the same situation. We're not killing anyone. We're being mashke the sota. So he says, no, it just means that we let them know that it's going to be, that it's more serious than dini mamonos, but it's not actually the same speech. Whereas Amiri says, no, it is the same speech, because it is dini nefashos, because she might die. And if she might die, then that's dini nefashos. So ma'emin alei dini nefashos, va'omer la, and we say to her, meaning even though it's about her own life, it's not about other people's lives, but it's still nefashos. So we frighten her about that. We say, Biti, Harbe Yayinosa. We say, my daughter, there's so much that wine does that clouds people's judgment and causes them to do averos. The Kol Sofer wonders, why would we call her Biti? Biti is Lashon of Chiba. This is not a woman who's deserving of any sort of Chiba at this point in her life. So he suggests that we're trying to remind her that she's a Bas Yisrael. And therefore, even if she was Mizana, she shouldn't cause a Mechika Shem Hashem. Meaning we're saying, Biti, you remember, you're still a Bas Yisrael. So a Bas Yisrael doesn't cause a Mechika Shem Hashem, regardless of what she's done in her past. Or, he says, it could be that the B'nai Mishpacha that are there are also talking to her. They're encouraging, like the Kohen is encouraging, that she should admit to her wrongdoing. They don't want her to die. So Biti is there, they're talking to her. All of her friends and her family are talking to her. And also encouraging her that she should be moda. Or the pashtus is, you know, at that point in time, the situation is enough to scare her. Meaning, you don't also need to talk, you know, in a mean tone, right? Meaning, so at that point, your best chance of getting her to admit is by using loving language. You know, you don't need to also speak in a mean tone when the whole situation around her is the most terrifying situation in the whole world. So we say harbe yaino. So we realize that wine does a lot of bad things for people. Harbe schokos, frivolity, schok and kalas rosh brings people to erva to mishnah and pirkei avos. Schok and kalas rosh margilin la erva. Harbe yaldus osa, youthful indiscretion, immaturity causes a lot of averos. The ein elio says, yeah, what if she's not so young? Meaning you say harbe yaldus osa, she's older people do averos too. So you're gonna say, so he says, yeah, it's still yaldus osa because chanoch l'nar al pidarko gam kiyazkin lo yasser mimena works in both ways. That if you're mechanich properly, so gam kiyazkin lo yasser mimena, then as an adult people will behave properly. But if you're not mechanich properly, then as an adult they won't behave properly. So we're saying a lot of the youthful immaturity of how you developed your personality was at a very young age where you were just headed in the wrong direction. Harbe shcheinim arayim osin, and peer pressure is terrible sometimes. So I see the shema gadol shenichta b'kedusha shlo yimach alamayim. So just be moda for the sake of the Shem Hashem. It shouldn't have to be erased on the water. V'omer l'fnei dvarim shein mekedai l'shoman hivu kol mishpachas beis aviyah, and we tell her things that are not kedai to hear. So Rashi writes, yeah, we tell her about anashim gedolim that were moda, which is not nice to talk about other people that did averos in the past in history, but we wanted to try to be moda. Ben Yoyada says that the idea that we tell her about how Yehuda was moda with the mice of Tamar and Reuven with the mice of Bila, it's called Sheinu Kedai L'Shoman, is because you get the impression that they actually did those averos kipshutan. But the Gemara Misach Shabbos says that Kalomer Yehuda Chata Kalomer, right? That you're not supposed to assume that they did those averos kipshutan. But we're trying to save Mechik Hashem Hashem over here, so we're allowed to use it as if those stories should be understood kipshutam. So that's why it's in Kedai L'Shoman. That's not normally the way we learn those parshios in the Chumash, but we're going to learn those parshios in the Chumash that way when we're trying to encourage the Sota not to take the Mei Sota. So he becomes Shrach's base of Yoh. Her family is there as well to try to encourage her. Im Amra Tameyani, if the woman says that I'm Tameya, meaning she admits, then Shoveris Ksubasa, she loses the Ksuba. She writes a receipt that says that I was Mizan, and therefore I lost my ksuba, I'm not entitled to ksuba. V'yotzeis, and then she gets divorced. If she says that I'm tahora, malanos alashar mizrach. Meaning, if she still insists on her innocence, we then go to the next step. We bring her to the shara mizrach by the outer entrance to the harabayis. And then lashar nikanor, and then from there to shar nikanor shasham mashkinas asotos, where they're mashkin asotos by shar nikanor umetarnas hayoldos. The other thing we do over there is that the Yoledes is Omer al Karbana at Sharni Kanor, Umitarin is a Mitzorayim. It's also where the Tara process for Mitzora happens. The Kohen Ochiz B'Gadeha, and the Kohen grabs her clothing, Im Nikru Nikru, Vim Nifru Nifrumu. If it tears, it tears. If it shreds, it shreds. Achu Megalas Liba, till it exposes her heart, Visosar Sa'ara, and they ruin her hair to humiliate her. Rabbi Yudha Omer Mahayu Liba, Na Aloyu Megaleu, that if she's attractive, then they would not be Megalas Liba. If she has beautiful hair, then they wouldn't uncover the hair. If she was wearing nice white clothing, we put her in black clothing. If she was wearing nice jewelry, bracelets and nizamim and earrings and nose rings with tabaos and rings on her fingers, we take them off of her in order to be menavler, that she shouldn't look nice. And then they bring a chevel mitzri, which is a piece of a dekel tree, v'koshal l'malami dodeha, and they tie it above her breast so that her begadim should be held up in place. The Yerushalmi over here writes that they take a chevel mitzri, means a chevel that comes dafka from Mitzrayim, because she did a maisa eretz Mitzrayim by being mizana. That's our dafyami coincidence, right? That she did a maisa eretz Mitzrayim. So the Tos Yom Tov raises the question, question, why don't we bring a Chevel Meretz Yisrael? Because she also did Meis Eretz Canaan, Meis Eretz Canaan Lo Sasu also. So we want to bring a Chevel Mitzri because we'd rather highlight the Golos element of it as well. So V'kola Rotsa Liros Bal Liros, anyone who wants to see the spectacle can come see Chutz Mi Avdav V'Shuv Chosev Neshali B'Gaspen, except for her own Avadim Shvachos, because then she'll strengthen herself with more resolve not to embarrass herself in front of the Avadim and Shvachos. The Kalanashim Mutaris Lirosa, and all the women are allowed to see her. Shenamar v'nivasu Kalanashim v'losasen kizim maschena, that all the women are going to see and they're going to learn a lesson that they shouldn't behave this way, because this is what it looks like when you behave in such a way. So now the Mishnah said that we bring it to the Beis Hagadol Shuv Yerushalayim. So frankly, Marminanimili, how do I know that we need to dafka be ma'ayim her in the Beis Hagadol Shuv Yerushalayim, and we can't do that in one of the other Bati Din of 23 Dayanim that were in Yerushalayim? So Amar B'chia Bar we learn a Gzereshava Torah from Zakin Mamri. Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Sot of Asla Akoin is called HaTorah. Ksiv Hasel by Zakin Mamri, it says Alpi HaTorah Asher Yerucha. Mala Alon B'Shivim Ve'Echad, just like Zakin Mamri is B'Shivim Ve'Echad, because it says Asher Yigidu Lecha Min HaMakom HaHu, so Makom HaMiyuchad is the Lishchas HaGazis, is the Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'Echad, so Afkan, so to by the Sot of B'Shivim Ve'Echad. It must be that it's the Bezin of Shivim Ve'Echad. Uma Aymin Aleha, and they would frighten her. Or a minhu, but I'll ask you a stira. Just like we try to frighten her that she shouldn't drink the mesota, we also try to frighten her that she should. We tell her, if you know that you're innocent, stand strong. The maim is like a medicine. If there's a makkah, it has an impact. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything. So it says Malo Kasha. Kan kodim shenimcha megillah, kal nach shenimcha megillah. We only encourage her to be strong and to maintain her innocence if she's in fact innocent once the Shem Hashem has already been erased. Prior to erasing Shem Hashem, we really try to avoid that at all costs. And then we say Varm Lufna, we say things that are in Kedai L'Shem. So Tan Rabban, Varm Lufna, Dvarm Shel Hagada, Umaisim Shir B'Ksuv Marishonim. We tell her historical things that happened in the Tanakh. Kegon, we say Hashachacham Yagidu V'lo Chicha Dumei Avosam, that we darsh in this pasuk in Iyov to be a reference to Yehuda and Ruvein that told about their averos. Yehuda hold the V'lo Bosh. Yehuda admitted he was not embarrassed. Maya Sofo Nochal Chayal Haba, and he was Nochal Chayal Maba. Ruvein hold the V'lo Bosh. Ruvein was Mod that was not embarrassed. Maya Sofo Nochal Chayal Maba. Worked out for him. Umas Charon. What is the reward of those who admit their wrongdoing? So Mas Charon. We just said that they're nochal chay olam haba, ela mascharan ba'olam hazeh. What schar do they get in this world? Lahem levadam nitna aretz v'lo over zar betocham. That Yehuda was zochah to malchus, Reuven was zochah to get the first nachla in Eiver Hayarden, and the brachas of Moshe were to them were given next to each other, and no one else was separated between them, between Yechi Reuven and Vizos li Yehuda. So they're very blessed in this world as well. Well, Bishlam. Yehuda Ashkan Da'odi Duxivayakar Yehuda Vayamat Sotkim Meni El Reuven Minal and Da'odi. Yeah, Yehuda, it says Beferish in the Pasuk that he was Moda. Where do we find that Reuven was Moda? Says Mard Amrab Shomar Nachmani Amrab Yochanan May Duxiv Yechi Reuven Va'al Yamos Vizos Li Yehuda. What does Vizos Li Yehuda have to do with Reuven? Kalos and Shan Mishay Yisal B'Midbar Yehuat Smos V'Shal Yehuda Mugolden Ba'aron. Throughout the entire travels in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were rattling in the Aron because he put himself in Nidui in front of Yaakov Avinu when he made himself a co-signer for Binyamin, that Anochi Arvenu Miyadi Tivakshenu, if I don't bring him back, then V'itzaktiv v'nech v'chatasi l'chakal yamim ad sha'amen Moshe b'kish l'vrachim until Moshe davened for him. Amar l'fanu Ribono Shel Mikarim l'Ruvain Shehoda. Who's the one that caused Ruvain to be Moda? It was Yehuda. V'zos l'Yehuda. So therefore it says V'zos l'Yehuda. Shama Hashem kol Yehuda al evari l'shafa. So so his limbs went back in place. However, they still didn't allow him into the yeshiva Shalmaila. So he davened that, let him be with his people. So but it still didn't work because he was in the Masifta Rekia, but he didn't know what was going on in there. So Yadav Ravlo. So the davened, Moshe Rabbeinu davened in the tefillah that it should be Yadav Ravlo. He should have the koach to learn. But he wasn't able to come to halachic conclusions properly. And that brought him to the point where he was able to come to proper halachic conclusions in the Masifta Derikia. So it says, Bishlam Yehuda Da'odi, Kechel Tisarif Tamar. And Sam, what motivated Yehuda to be Moda was that Tamar doesn't get burnt at the stake. El Ruvain Lamali Da'odi, why was Ruvain Moda? That it's a chutzpah to go and specify your averos in public. Reuven was molded in this mice, so the Gemara answers, so that Yaakov shouldn't be choshed any of the other brothers, meaning if it wasn't him, it was somebody else. So that's why, that's what motivated Reuven to be Moda, even because there was some direct benefit right at that moment for Reuven to be Moda. Okay, we'll pick up from there, from the two dots, tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. A good Yantif, a Chag Kasher, v'Sameach.